Hi, I'm Larry Gregory here at Microsoft BizSpark Incubation Week. I'm joined by Nadeem from Vidismo. They provide solutions in video knowledge management. Welcome, Nadeem.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, first off, tell me about the solution that you have, that you brought into Incubation Week, and then where are you taking it from there?
We are solving a problem of organizational learning through videos. We believe that video is the next wave of learning and training. And the biggest problem with the video is that it is a one-way medium. The video is not interactive, and the organizations do not get a chance to learn that whatever they invested on video, was it duly consumed and understood. So we solve the problem of converting video into an interactive video. And once the video is an interactive, it is delivered to a target audience, and the target audience watches it. We track user behaviors on how they're being watched through interactivity and poll quizzes and surveys, and we collect those analytics and have them present to the organization. So the organization understands that its employees or students whoever is watching those videos, are they receiving right information from that or not.
Okay.
So that allows you to tune videos.
And what I was very impressed in seeing the demo was the ability to locate keywords in the context of video,
right,
as well as other assets that are around there. In the consumer space, you call it mashups, but you basically assemble a number of different media assets together and then make it easy to find the important key terms, et cetera, within the video stream.
Exactly.
Documents.
Exactly. And this is another aspect, you rightly brought it up, that the asset management is becoming, digital asset management is becoming a huge issue. So you have lots of digital assets that you can combine them, put them together in a presentation. Then you have the ability to search within those digital assets. So consider an organization having 10,000 videos or 500 videos, and they would like to create a new presentation. They can take all those digital assets, mash them up together in the sequence they like, convert them into chapters, right? Add poll quizzes and surveys within them, and have the user watch those, final product and jump around within videos based on the responses.
Yeah, and I can see that being very important for compliance purposes and others. So let's talk about who you sell it to, who would use it, what's the customer need that you're looking to really address?
I think the one most important area is academia. The second is obviously public sector. Public sector includes obviously government and, obviously academy, education, private. We are speaking to currently a lot of, Fortune companies, including retailers, who would like to train their employees, right? So right now, what they do is they make CDs and have them distributed, and they have no idea that the time and the money that they spend on the videos, have they ever gotten any return. So I was speaking to one of our retailers, and they said that it takes them, 2 months or 3 months time to develop video, another 2-3 months time to distribute it, and they have no idea if they ever made any difference. So when I asked, do you collect any analytics, do you have any idea of these videos are helping you? They said, yeah, we conducted a study 4 years ago, and a consultant came in, and he told us it works. While with this solution, they can, develop those videos, assign them to the employees, and know right away.
That's great. And so not only do they have the comfort of knowing that all the effort they put into creating training is getting consumed, they also know what is more valuable to people, because from a compliance perspective, back on that, you need to know people have completed certain training, right?
Absolutely.
And through your solution, it actually kind of takes you down back to repeat a path if you haven't completed the poll correctly. So really great stuff. Tell me about the technology side of it. You walked into Incubation Week with a rich set of IP. How are you taking that and extending it in the context of this very short period of time?
Absolutely. First of all, the technology. I mean, we use Silverlight 3. We believe that Silverlight 3 and these technologies really were the enabling. Without these technologies, we could not have done that. This week, we were able to integrate our technology with Windows 7. So we were able to have a early start on integrating capabilities Windows 7. And it really has added a lot of value to our application. So for example, earlier, a person has to come onto a website to know what video has been assigned to him or her. Or a person has to go onto the website to search for the videos, right? So now all these things, if the person is using, if the learner or the person watching the videos is using a Windows 7 machine, they will be able to search from the desktop, whatever videos you know, they can watch.
Yeah.
And they would be able to, or when an organization assigns a video to a learner or to somebody, you know, they would know from their desktop that the video has been assigned, and through the jump list, they would be able to jump directly to the video. So consider a scenario, of a disaster or of a situation in a school, in a college, university, or shooting, right? You want to notify your students pretty rapidly, right? So you assign, you know, a group of people certain videos. They watch it immediately, and they know immediately that the videos have been assigned, and they can watch them.
Okay.
And the additional feature of, you know, multi-touch. So you can use multi-touch to actually use the software.
Okay. So I guess for people that are kind of trying to understand what those technologies are, you know, federated search is the technology that lets you take the built-in great search of Windows 7 and other assets that may not live locally become part of the result set,
absolutely,
right? And then the jump lists are what the new taskbar enables in terms of being able to put overlays in terms of notification and jump quickly to certain classes. So I get all that. So I guess the final thing I would ask is, for those technologists that are watching that are trying to learn from your experience, what over the last couple of days would you impart your wisdom on in terms of things that you've learned?
I think the most important thing is to obviously, stay aware of what is coming up and really make use of it. There's a lot of resources available at MSDN and Microsoft other websites. They can contact support as well. But the idea is to be aware of what is coming in and use these features to really, you know, light up your application so that it basically serves the purpose, a better purpose for your consumer.
And therefore light up your application.
Light up your application. So it's a two-way relationship, right?
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.